After all the talk and encouragement for us to put photovoltaic cells on our homes to hook into the national grid, it appears that Barbados now has a major problem. Some customers have received this message. Dear customer, we've reviewed the referenced application for grid interconnection and wish to advise that due to its size and location on the associated feeder, which has already reached its license capacity according to the grid code of 5 megawatts, the application is approved, subject to your implementation of one of the following mitigation measures to facilitate the system's reliable interconnection to the grid. The communication went on to say it should be clearly outlined by your developer or installer what form of mitigation is being considered for implementation prior to final interconnection approval. BLPC is currently in the process of procuring 45 megawatts of battery storage to further assist with grid stability. However, this is a long-term measure that is expected to be in place by December 2023, and until this is fully implemented, the above restrictions will continue to apply. Regards, Barbados Light and Power Company Limited. The communication to the renewable energy installers said that the penetration of intermittent renewable energy systems on the grid has reached a stage where the Barbados Light and Power Company now finds it critical to implement additional mitigation measures to maintain grid stability. This decision, it says, is driven by the results of prior studies performed to assess the impact of additional renewable energy on the grid and has been confirmed by the impacts that are currently being observed on the grid as a whole and in localized areas. Light and Power goes on to say it is being exacerbated as RE systems are being added to feeders without mitigation measures, and some are now reaching their thermal capacity limit of 5 megawatts as prescribed in the BLPC grid code. That communication goes on to say that in view of the foregoing, the company communicated the issues to the Ministry of Energy and the Fair Trading Commission earlier this year with respect to the challenges being experienced in managing the grid. And since then, several megawatts have been added to the grid, and the situation is becoming more critical. In its communication, it says that to ensure the grid remains safe and reliable for all customers, and that it continues to cater to the stable growth of the RE market, certain mitigation strategies were implemented effective November 1st, 2022. And one of these measures, it says, is the requirement of curtailment or battery storage mitigation measures. That means that a number of people who had originally hoped that they would have been able to hook in to the BLMP grid are now being told that they need to have their own battery storage. One source in the industry says that the letter hasn't been properly defined as to who will be affected and at what scale. But what they can say simply is that all the PV installations will be limited to a total system capacity of 80 megawatts until Light and Power or the investor adds storage. And right now, there are licenses issued for close to 130 megawatts of capacity, so basically 50 megawatts cannot be installed, and that is only the tip of the iceberg. The source says the other issue is the cost of the system. Government is now trying to contain the situation, but the Ukraine war, COVID, and global demand for lithium-ion batteries makes the lead time for batteries at least 18 months. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.